All right, what up, Content Toolbox users? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Today, I am talking about some ways that you can repurpose content. I know we've talked about it before, but I've got four simple action steps to get you started. So buckle up, because we're gonna go for a ride. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Okay, all right, today we are talking about content repurposing. And of course, I'm gonna start with a story because that's what I do, right? All right, so this is a fun story, honestly. This is a story that is probably actually kind of a combination of multiple stories, because it's a story that I see over and over and over and over and over. So I'm just gonna go with one of the most recent ones and kind of splash in a little bit from history. And I have like really wavy sleeve shirt arms on. Wow. Anyway, here we go. So one of my good friends, who actually has been a guest on this podcast, shocking, Duff Gardner. Duff is part of this program that he's working with another marketer, and he has actually been hired to be a coach. And one of the programs that they do is actually creating a like an appointment sales funnel for them. And so he does all of the coaching and working with people in terms of helping messaging and creating all those things. And then he works with us. We build the actual funnel and set up all the automation and everything for these people. And it's a fun project. We do it like a couple times a year. And as part of that, there are always beginners in the group, and then there's always some people who already have different funnels or already have CRM software or funnel software. And what they really need is just some tweaking to their current funnels instead of starting completely from scratch again. So based on the level of experience that they're at, they either get to participate in like create my new baby funnel to get me started or help me optimize what I already have. So Kyla, who works for me, she builds all of the other funnels, and bless her heart. I just love that she does this, and she geeks out on it and does a fantastic job. And everybody loves all of their funnels. It's amazing. And I get to nerd out and go do all the optimizing. So I get to go talk with people, and we literally get on these really long Zoom calls, and I just dig in. Like, tell me all about your business. Tell me what's going on. Tell me how you're marketing. Tell me where you're stuck. Tell me how you're selling. Tell me what you want to sell, what you want to do. And I just get to kind of dig in and just get to see all these different businesses and sort of peel behind the scenes. And plus, I also love doing these things because Duff does the most amazing introductions of me.
You look and sound fabulous.
Fabulous. And I think that it's just so good for my ego to be part of that. But it is. It's a lot of fun, and I do really enjoy them. And we did one here recently, and I'm not going to even tell names or what her business was about, because this is still a confidential thing. But I want to share with you guys basically what this is. So she has been in business for many years and has a lot of different content. She has two different podcasts that she does. She is a frequent guest on many different podcasts. She has had many clients come through, and she has all these different case studies and working with people. She has spoken from stage. She has written a book. She has tons and tons of content, like all of the things that you're like, oh my gosh, she is killing it, right? And she is totally killing it. So we talked about, I said, okay, where are your leads coming from? And she's like, well, most of them are still coming from referrals, which can be really common, especially with a one-on-one practice, but she is wanting to pivot out of the complete one-on-one into more of a group model. And I'm like, oh, sister, I gotcha. Cause that's what we've been doing as well, right? So we're talking about, okay, where is your messaging living? Like, how are you moving from, you know, in a previous episode, we just talked about hot traffic, warm traffic, and cold traffic. So like your hot traffic is your customers that you already have, and they're gonna continue to ascend and continue to buy new things. And your hot customers are gonna refer people, and those are gonna be warm traffic, right? So our warm traffic is going to buy, especially from a referral. It's a very easy to get that traffic to convert. But when we're talking about shifting into a group model, what we need to do is also target that cold traffic. And that becomes much less about you and your specific product, but much more about the problem that people are experiencing. And so it's a difficult, like, it's tough to kind of make that shift into like what you need to talk about in order to attract the cold traffic. So we started diving into, where does her messaging live, and how do we make what she does more aware to more people? And a lot of that comes from, if you haven't already check out the inbound marketing episode that we did and deep dive on that a whole lot more. But what we want to do is we want to be the authority, the thing that comes up when these people are going to search. So where does content repurposing come into that? Because you don't want to have to create, like recreate all of this content. If she's already written a book, she already does her podcast, right? We have all this content she's already produced. So instead of having to create more in order to create that traffic or the content that's going to bring people in, like attract people in, instead what we want to do is repurpose the content that she's already done so that we're working smarter and not harder, right? By the way, we do talk a lot about this in our Smarter Content Formula. Little sales plug there. We do have the Smarter Content Formula, all the recordings where I got a whole bunch of awesome people together. And there's more than just me talking about this, about how to actually craft your message and then repurpose it in a way that attracts people in. So, whew, little sales pitch there, was not planned. Okay, so what we wanna do is repurpose her content and make sure that we're reusing that, working smarter. So I talked to her, I said, okay, have you already started your content repurposing? Like, what have you been reusing, or how are you repurposing any of this? And she's like, you know what? We started doing this at first and I just had to stop because it was so much. And so I'm like, all right, what, tell me what you did. And she's like, well, we took the podcast and then we were turning that into a blog, and then we turned it into all these different emails, and then we created all these different videos, and we did all these different quotes, and then we went out and we were on Twitter and Facebook and the Facebook group and the Facebook profile and the Facebook page, and then our Instagram channel and our other Instagram channel and Pinterest and LinkedIn, and I'm like, oh, no wonder that you were completely overwhelmed, because you literally went from 0 to 100. Like, I can tell you, standing here in front of this car, which can do over 100, going from 0 to 100 is not an easy or pleasant thing to do. So I said, okay. What really sucks though, is she was like, oh, content repurposing. That means I have to take this stuff and then I have to go and like blow it all up into all the things at one time. So we don't have to go from A to Z. We can actually like take some of the steps in between. So that is my first tip, is to keep it simple. Just because you want to start attracting other traffic and start making that shift doesn't mean that you have to do all the things all at once. I mean, I talk about, don't automate something. Do not build anything into your marketing automation until you've done it a few times and you know, or like you've seen people come through and you know the path that they're going on. You don't want to build the whole system until you see kind of how it works and what you need to do to make it work, right? So what we want to do is focus on, how can we repurpose this and do just turn the dial a little bit. We're not going to jump the Grand Canyon. Instead, we're going to like hop over a little crack on the sidewalk, right? It's just a baby step. I did another episode on this where I was talking about some of the lessons that we learned internally, but it's so true. You don't want to jump right into everything. Keep it very simple. Start with like, what's one platform where you know that people are hanging out? If all you're doing is taking your podcast and turning that into a blog post that's SEO optimized, and then you send an email out to your list, Awesome. That's a fantastic start. And then, okay, you want to go a step further. Post that email on Facebook. Go and take a little snippet or soundbite or something from your episode and turn that into a quote or a little mini video or something like that. Just do one thing. If you're on Instagram or you want to do Twitter, turn it into a couple of different tweets or do a little short video that you could do for Twitter. If you want to be on Pinterest, create a cool graphic that's going to drive back to your blog, or take your little quote snippet and turn it into a video and make it a video pin and drive that back to your website. So you just want to start with that blog, start with the informational content on your site, because that captures the interest of people out there searching on Google, as well as can be the foundation that you're driving people back to from any of the other social platforms. The social platforms love to keep people on their own platform, duh. But if they have to send them off, they don't want to send them to a place like a sales page or like an opt-in page where you're immediately going to ask for a monetization. Instead, they are more happy to send along to a site that is known to be of good authority, have good content, have good links. It's a place that people are going to go to learn. That's what the social platforms want to push people to. So if you start with that blog, keep it simple, start there, and then pick one platform and just do one or two things. And once you have that down and that's become a system, then you can start doing one or two things more. This is where tip number two comes into play. Tip number two is you're gonna market by the numbers. Think of it as like paint by numbers, but it's with marketing. What we wanna do is you wanna look at the numbers of the stuff that you're already doing, meaning what is the engagement? What is the readability? If people are coming to your site, what is the Google Analytics? Which pages are they coming to more often? What are they wanting to read about? Or if you're already doing posts, what are the more popular posts? What are people interested in? Where are they coming? And where are they going to next? We want to know what information it is that they are looking for, because you want to own that information. So if you're doing just a few small things, then you can watch the numbers and then you just literally find out what's working and do more of that. I mean, Holly Homer, amazing genius, SEO queen. That's exactly what she does. Like, if you simplify her entire process, that's what she talks about. She's just find what's working and just do more of that. Like, seems simple enough, right? You aren't gonna know what's working unless you're looking at the numbers. So you're gonna have to roll up your sleeves or have your assistant do it or your marketing person or whatever, but you gotta dig in to those numbers and find out where are people coming from, where are they going, what are they interested in, and once you kind of see some of those patterns, then you can just simply do more of that. So you can repurpose, like what we have done is we actually set up to repurpose the initial few steps, enough to get us out onto a few of the platforms, see what is going to work, what are people engaging with. Some of the episodes, total bombs. You guys are like, meh, yeah, we don't really want to hear about that. And some of them you're like, oh, this is awesome. And I'm always surprised by it. The ones that I think are gonna be amazing, yeah, no. And then some of them I'm like, well, that one sucked. And then totally, it ends up performing really well. So would I know that if we didn't look at the numbers? No. You have to look at the numbers. And then once you see from the numbers, oh, this is working, then we go and we're like, okay, now I'm gonna go repurpose this everywhere, right? Now, understand as well that sometimes what works on Facebook does not work on Pinterest, because the message needs to be adjusted. People are there for different reasons and those kinds of things, but it's going to give you a good guideline. All right. So number one, keep it simple. Number two, market by the numbers. And number three, we want to pay attention to where they are at in the customer journey. We're talking about repurposing out to different social channels. That's going to go after cold traffic. But what about repurposing to people that are already in your world? What's the information that you are sending them by email after they opt in? How are you communicating with them after they have purchased a program? Where are they at in your customer journey? And what are the things that they need to hear? So if we look at what emails in your world are converting people into the next product, those are the emails that we want to do more of those. Or what are the text messages? Or like, you have to look at What are the open rates? What are the click-through rates? What is the response rates? What are people asking questions about? You got to look at your numbers and then pay attention to where they're at in the customer journey so that the information that you're feeding up to them is still going to be relevant to where they are at and that you're being smart about how you're repurposing that information. So for instance, like essentially, people who are already on your list, if you create a blog post, that is going to capture everything from cold all the way to hot traffic. But people who are on your list, they're already aware of the problem. They're already aware of different products and they already know who you are. That's hot traffic. So hot traffic on our list, we can send that straight to a sales funnel. We know that that's gonna work. If they are just have come in or they're just bouncing around, like they are, have just visited your blog site a couple of times, cool. You can still track them and target them with the cookies and things like that. But if they are warm traffic, they are already aware of the problem and probably other products. They may even be aware of your product, but what they don't know is who you are. So that's why when they're in that warm area and they aren't really super aware of you, that's why you want to have a welcoming onboarding sequence so that they can get to know who you are, so that they can know, like, and trust you, so that they will want to buy from you. Like, think about where they're at in the customer journey and how cold, warm, or hot they are. That will help you to understand, how am I going to repurpose this information? Like, do I need to actually explain the product to people who are warm? A little bit, but more so, they're going to want to know more about me and how I'm going to help them. So thinking about where they're at in that journey, that's going to be super key in terms of how you are repurposing that information and how you're tweaking the message to match where they are. Make sense? Okay, then step number 4 is simply repeat. You just keep doing the same thing. You just keep watching those numbers. You're paying attention. You keep it simple. You're adding on a few steps at a time. You're paying attention to your numbers and you're paying attention to where people are at in your customer journey. That's it. We just keep repurposing that. And you can go through your content repurposing strategy as a marketing strategy and say, okay, this is where I want to go. Yes. But we're going to start here because this is most important. And then we're going to add on this and then this. And all the time you are checking your numbers to make sure that it's actually effective. And it's okay if you find that some things aren't and you need to cut them. It's okay if you don't end up making the next repurposing step on time because you guys haven't quite systemized it or dialed it in yet. That's totally fine. That's what this game is all about. But the point is, content repurposing should be a way of helping you connect with prospects and customers in a way that is ultimately going to convert more sales. But the reason we do content repurposing is because we want to reuse the content we already created. But if we just go out and reuse that content and put it everywhere, it's not going to be relevant. It's going to be super time consuming. It's going to be a big waste of time. You're taking away all the advantages of what content repurposing does. So start with just repurpose a little bit and then add on the next layer and the next layer and the next layer and check your numbers. Pay attention to where people are at on the journey. Then repeat, repeat, repeat. Awesome. Okay. I want to hear where you are at in your content repurposing journey and what steps you are getting ready to tackle next. If you just want to get started, we have a couple of resources. Go check out the content toolbox, contenttoolbox.com. We have an amazing toolbox resource center there with plenty of freebies and gifts from all of our guests that have come on, as well as things from us. You can get our Getting Started Content Repurposing Guide. There's some great checklists in there that are going to help you kind of figure out where you need to start or progress on your journey. And if you really want to do a deep dive, you can check out the Smarter Content Formula. That is our event that we just had. This one was all around storytelling, but we talked about how we're going to use storytelling and then how to repurpose that so that it's going to reach your prospects and customers in a way. That you can also find at smartercontentformula.com. Go check it out. And otherwise, just hit us up, post some comments right here. And I love to hear where you are at on your journey. Awesome. Thanks so much. Make sure you guys share this if this is good value. Really appreciate any of the feedback. And we will see you guys on the next episode.